From the heart of Spookville, I don't remember what I say during this intro. Hunter, take it.
From the heart of quarantine here in historic downtown, we'll never leave this. It's Terrifying Tanner Thursday presents Podzilla 1985 After Dark Spooky Time Edition, and it's the last one, and that's all I got. I need a drink.
Good old Rock. Nobody beats him.
Oh, poor simple Bart.
Always picks Hunter. I would like to buy your Rock.
It doesn't do anything though.
My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your sort of host tonight here on the show, and it is the very last Terrifying Tanner Thursday presents Are You Afraid of PZ85 After Dark Spooky Time, and I got it right for the last show.
Yay!
With me tonight, we have the co-owner and one true king of Podzilla 1985, Jesse Kimball.
One true king?
One to rule them all. We also have the Dark Queen, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Again, why am I the Dark Queen?
We have the Puckish Rogue, Double H.
I'll go with that. I was going to make you call me my name from I Want to Believe, but I like Puckish Rogue. I'm sticking with it. Hey.
That's good. The Mischievous Sprite, Shelby Jackson.
Oh, I'm a sprite now.
And Buckets of Fun himself, Tanner Calvert.
Kiss my ass.
What? Did he just say it's my ass?
No, he said kiss my ass.
Oh, okay.
This is just turning into that conversation from Team America. What's he saying? I think he's saying kiss me. Kiss me. Smart ass motherfucker.
I need to know why they created and released a plushie of this.
Also known as the Glock Ness Monster, for those of you keeping track. What?
Because I'm Glock the only Ness cryptid monster. That when you find out about me, I kill you immediately.
That's dumb. That's a stupid thing.
Right?
That's a ball guy.
That's a...
But why?
That's a man.
Probably because dumbass people are going to buy it, because they're going to be like Pokemon. That's the real horror. That's the real horror, Jesse. Consumerism.
Oh!
Pause, just for groans.
Just a separate conversation happening on the show.
Yeah, well, I didn't know what. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's fair.
You didn't know what ball guy was, did you?
I did know who the ball guy was.
Oh, okay.
He's from Pokemon Go.
Need to put a ball gag in his mouth.
And he's also in the Galar region.
Yeah, he's at all the gyms.
I don't understand why, though.
He's at all the gyms and the new ones.
He needs to go away.
Why, you don't like mascots? We had a mascot once, Moran the News Fox.
I hope Donald Trump gets reelected so he can get the gays out of Cape.
Oh, God.
What?
Wow. Moran, that's enough of you.
You know, I was going to say, is that part of his platform? But frankly, like, he doesn't have one, so who knows? Probably.
Oh.
He wants the gays out of something.
Well,
I don't know what.
Giuliani
wants to gaze out of those prison bars. He's going to be locked behind. Lock him up.
Giuliani wants to get the penis out of his pants.
I do. Stephen Colbert had one of my favorite jokes about all that with the, I don't remember what country he said, but he's like, Morocco has great extradition laws this time of year.
Oh, hey, it's the last show before, it's the last After Dark before Halloween. And it's the last of October, so which means next week, if you miss the witty political banter, well, we never had that to begin with, but we will be talking about politics again next week.
In other words, it's my last Thursday show for a while.
It is.
So. Until we do it. Next Thursday is going to be a doozy, because that's
post-election. Yeah, I will not be there for that.
There
that's on
so
you.
Much anger and that's, crying.
No,
and
that's on
or,
you.
Or celebration. We will not have an official winner by then.
Exactly.
That's
what the anger and the crying and the frustration will come from.
Well, Hunter, as you know, it's all over but the crying.
Well, nobody's crying but me.
Hmm. So, I did have something spooky happen to me last night. Tanner, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so I'm directing this mostly at Tanner, but also, and to Hunter, but everyone else as well. And actually Shelby, and Lindsay, and Jesse, why not? So,
all
right.
I'm glad you clarified all that.
This is like, damn.
I haven't slept well in about 3 weeks, for whatever reason. I've been getting up, almost in the entire month of October, I've been getting up multiple times a night, and I can't explain why. Well, last night, I don't know what happened. But I remember waking up at some point. I went to bed around probably 11:30, which is really early for me, obviously. But I woke up, and I can't tell you the details. All I can say is that, and I know I'm hallucinating. This isn't me saying, oh God, something paranormal happened to me. But I had a conversation of some sort with some kind of spectral entity that was in my bedroom talking to me. And I was afraid it was going to wake up the person next to me. And her name was Ruth. I specifically remember she told me
Did
her
it
name
look like
was
this?
Ruth. It's close. It's real close. But not only did I hear her name was Ruth, but it was also like, you know, Tanner in Phasmophobia, when you got the ghost book and it's written, like, they write stuff in it.
Yeah.
I saw that book in my brain and it had Ruth written all over it. And I remember going back to sleep, finally convincing myself, okay, you have to go to bed. Wait till you wake up and you can tell her all about it and she's going to freak out. And then when I woke up, I could not remember the details. But it was so authentic and realistic. I remember thinking, oh God, when I wake up, this is going to change everything. And then I couldn't remember a damn thing other than the fact that her name was Ruth. I'm not making that up. I can't explain what it was. It's never happened to me before. Really, really strange. I know I was hallucinating. There's no part of me that thinks that it wasn't just me in a state of dreaminess. But damn, it was weird. That's all I'm going to say. It was truly strange.
We'll talk about
I just Googled it. And if you Google Ruth Ghost, it turns out that a woman named Carolyn Hart wrote a book called Ghost at Work. And it's the first Bailey Ruth ghost book. So clearly that's got to have something to do with it. Yeah.
I'm going to look up Ruth LaCroix death. Let's see if we find anything.
A woman named Ruth died after drinking an orange LaCroix. Next.
I mean, oh, guaranteed there's somebody named Ruth has died in that apartment complex. Because
that would be pretty cool. Like, there was that EVP that I picked up that I never did... target the audio, which I always meant to do, and I still have it, so I still will at some point. But when you have headphones on, or maybe it's just me and I'm just hearing things, but when I asked it, are you like watching over me, I distinctively heard a female voice say maybe, and I really need to get that audio like boosted because it was really creepy to me. So maybe there is a female ghost in my apartment that is I don't know, keeping tabs on me, maybe threat, who knows. I want to believe. That's all I got, and that's the show.
Okay.
Well, all right.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow night with Spooky Horse Time.
Maybe.
That's Ghost Horse Time. Well, does anybody else have anything to add to the ghostliness before we move on? Any strange things happen to anybody? Any spook specters? Do you believe in the Loch Ness Monster in the city of Atlantis?
So
I believe in the Glock Ness Monster.
So I'll give one of my spooky events that's happened recently, and
yes,
my wife can corroborate it because
my wife. Remember that's popular.
Tanner, again. I'm gonna need you to say she can do what again?
Hang on. Look, I'm dealing with something right now.
Sound it out.
Anyway, she can vouch. Use your words. She also felt it. I'm gonna stick that Pikachu on you.
Is it corroborate?
It is corroborate, yes. I thought he said collaborate, and I was like, wait.
No, I definitely said
It sounded like he said, like, he mixed cooperate and collaborate.
Yeah.
Collaborate.
That was pretty spooky to me.
I was scared.
Again, moving on.
Moving on.
I'm not having a good
words,
night.
Words are hard sometimes, man.
All right, so am I the only one that...
They are, especially for the uneducated redneck.
Maria's in the living room. Am I the only one...
Shit.
She's going to hear it. She's going to come here and ask what's going on. Am I the only one that sees Donkey Kong up there on the top? By the way, if you're actually listening to the show later, I don't think you're an uneducated redneck. I think you're very smart. Look at Donkey Kong, though.
Yeah.
Where are you talking about? Where is Donkey Kong?
Where the blood-hungry Pikachu to yes. the left
oh,
of
yep,
its head.
I see the DK.
He's on the TV screen.
Is that Donkey Kong? Are you sure that's Donkey Kong? That's Diddy Kong, I think.
That could be Donkey Dong.
What's he looking at?
He's got a big old head.
It could be Diddy's face in front of Donkey's body.
What is he
looking at?
Danky Kang. No, Danky Kang's blue, and he collects rings.
And Lonk from Pennsylvania is his best friend.
So I'm going to type into the chat what I thought Tanner said, because I don't want it to go out on the air.
What is this show, by the way?
Anyway,
what are we doing here?
This is, for some reason, this is the name I heard.
Well, that would be pretty spooky.
And now I heard he got reincarnated as a fly.
Jesus Christ. Tanner, tell your story. Tanner, tell your story.
So I'm laying in bed at night reading.
That is pretty scary. Ah, da, 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 da. All right, I'm out.
Oh, God. Damn it. Oh, no. Damn. Tanner left. No.
Oh, pause dang. For groans. Pause for groans. Oh, and he's God. Back. All right, tell your story.
Yes.
So
I'm laying in bed reading, and I feel like a weight on my legs, and I'm just kind of ignoring it. Thinking maybe I'm just having muscle cramps or something. But then, like, it gets heavier and heavier, and it actually starts pushing the bed down, and Brandy goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "Nothing." And she gets up and looks, and she like, there's actually something pushing the sheets down over my legs. It works out. It happens for a little bit longer, and then it's like, literally, whatever is sitting on my leg stands up, and you just see the bed pick back up from where I'm sitting. Oh,
okay, that's pretty creepy. I fucking hell. Put a beard on him.
Is that Pika J?
No, he definitely had a hat. Right, there was a hat involved.
Oh yes, yeah, there was some way, and he's definitely dead at this point, right? Like, I'm just saying. You know, we've told ghost stories here on the show before. We've all told our stories because we've been doing this for 5 years. But someone new to the show who has never told us her experiences with the paranormal, Shelby, I assume you are a believer in the paranormal?
It depends.
Have you ever experienced anything? Do you have a spooky story to tell?
I mean, I got lots of spooky stories, but I don't think they were ghosts.
You let us be the judge of that. You go right ahead.
I don't know. I think I'm good.
I'll give him a spooky story.
She do does it, not it, want to share.
If not me, do it for this Pikachu.
What in the hell?
That is terrifying.
Hey, is it blue cheese?
I will. Oh, God. I will if it goes away.
Hold on. I got you. And there
here, just
goes.
Keep adding stuff to the chat so eventually it disappears. I'll start.
Just bury it.
This
no! What is that? That's blue cheese.
There you yeah. It's got the different size eyes and everything.
Who can find?
Why are they so red? Why does he look like he's had a real bad meth trip?
Pikachu, you okay?
Oh my
wow.
God.
God.
I just oh. I wish the fans
see, I didn't
could
know,
enjoy this
I didn't know
us.
That we were shitposting tonight. Y'all should have told me. I would have showed up on my A-game. Let's get this party started.
No!
No!
No! I've seen that movie. We can
no!
cut this out. Because this is one of those... that's bringing back a classic bit here. This is a great visual gag for the audio podcast.
Jesse, this is just what being here on a Thursday, on a Friday night is like. You're just getting the Friday night experience.
I would like to back out of this experience for the sake of our listeners, if nothing else.
Once the train gets going, you can't stop it. It comes right back.
Yeah, all right, well, if the train keeps going, Shelby's not going to tell her story.
We didn't know. We didn't know. All right, yeah. Hunter, stop. Or Hunter, don't stop. Just pause.
Pause for story.
Pause for story.
All right. So one time in high school, I was, you know, just sleeping in my room in the basement, as I did in high school. And I had a series of candles sitting on a counter, and when I woke up, they were all on the floor in the exact same order, spaced out, but just like 2 feet away from the cabinet that they were sitting on. And I was just like, well, that's interesting. I don't know how that happened.
That is a good that is a ghost, probably. That's confirmed.
Or my little sister's an asshole. I haven't figured it out.
And in honor of you doing that, I'm gonna give you a bunch of Pikachus.
No more.
I like
right,
the one
look,
that looks like a dragon.
We're not,
yeah, the
all right,
one in the
no
back.
More Pikachus. Let's move on to something more realistic. Let's just get.
Oh,
you guys,
Lord.
You've taken it too far. We got to get back.
All right, y'all. We got two lists to
hold
move
on,
through.
Hold on,
and
Jesse.
We're already a quarter of the way through the show.
This is a good one, though. This is a good one. This is a good one. In honor of
implying that the other ones weren't good.
In honor of the spooky season, this is for Shelby. I'll leave you with this last Pikachu, and then we're going to get to our list.
Oh, no.
And you're going to love it.
This leads me to believe this will be the worst Pikachu.
That one's awesome.
I really like that one.
Yeah, no, I like that whole series.
His
yeah.
rows of teeth. That's the best part. The teeth don't stop.
So, if you
they
look
all
up,
the way down.
look up creepy Pokemon if you're at home playing along. And this artist did a whole series of these. And a couple years ago at Gaming Grounds, I posted like one a week. And I actually, it's one of the few times I got messages asking me to stop from like parents, because it was freaking their kids out. And guess what? I did not. Probably why the business is going under.
Yeah, that's why.
All right, so
it's a contributing factor is the issue.
We got two lists tonight. Tanner, you tell us the first list.
Top five favorite movie or TV monsters.
Yes.
Does not have to be horror.
And it doesn't. There's no
the first list.
I thought we were going to do that instead of, well, because Lindsay's Pokemon, you know, Lindsay's always the main event. She's the main course.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm fine with this.
I also don't appreciate using Ditto in a relationship joke, because you all know my history with Ditto.
Well,
except for Shelby.
History with Ditto.
Except for Shelby, and let's not fill her in.
What?
Don't.
Oh.
Don't.
Later.
Oh, you son of a bitch. All right.
Shannon wants to transform a Ditto into a woman.
Not just any woman, all women.
All women.
And then when he saw the Pokemon movie, he's like, oh, I can.
Yes.
Yeah, it's canon.
Yep. It's real now.
I just got to put some little glasses on her and, you know, we're all good to go. I've seen, it's like a moped, fun to ride till your friends catch you. Am I right, Lindsay?
What?
All right. Let's.
That was full on, you're the bitch. What?
What?
Now, can you please seriously sign these papers?
All right, so we're going to talk about our five favorite movie monsters, horror villains, however you want to say it. It's a loose list. These two will be disqualified because they're so creepy that it would win and no one can use them.
Oh, God.
I agree.
That is out of the running, if anyone's curious. All right. Now,
tell them what they are, Shannon.
Oh, it's just Sonic. It's Sonic and Mega Man hanging out. Except Mega Man looks like he looks like Dalton if he shaved his beard.
How would you know?
I've seen Dalton when he shaved his beard. It's terrifying.
I mean, not any time recently. You don't know what's going on under there anymore.
There's something missing around the mouth area for Dalton without a beard.
His lips aren't big enough, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's lacking them DSLs.
All right, now with this list, normally what we do is I'll make a joke and then I'll send it to Jesse and I'll say something like, okay, first we're gonna do this, and then I always make it to Jesse. Tonight let's do it something a little bit different. Tonight we're gonna start with Jesse Kimball, who's gonna tell us our top five. I have no talent left in me. You gotta help
I always
me.
Enjoy this
Jesse,
bit though, I'll be
Jesse,
honest with you.
Jesse, please, you gotta help me out. I'm dying here.
I'm going to start
Jesse,
with a classic.
If you don't help me out of this, I'm going to fall flat on my face and I'm going to expose myself for a fraud. You got to help me out with this.
What? I'm always here for you. Pinhead.
Hey. All right.
Hunter, I thought he was just trying to get your attention.
Hunter is literally
the Pinhead,
only one.
Listen.
You're the only one that got that joke. Oh, yeah, fuck. I just got that joke.
We'll be right back.
Tanner, real quick, can you do me a favor?
What's that?
Anytime the show is flailing, I need you to just yell out Oak Ridge Boys and save it.
You're going to have to go back in time about 20 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much where the show started. All right, Jesse, you said Pinhead. Was that a legitimate pick?
Yes, that's a legitimate pick. I was not calling you Pinhead.
All right, tell us about Pinhead. You also have to tell about the monster, by the way.
Oh, He's the lead. I wouldn't say the. I guess he's probably the lead antagonist in the Hellraiser films. And certainly the top of all the marketing materials.
Well, yeah, because he became the fan favorite after the first one. He was the one of the Cenobites, who are demons that equate pain with pleasure, and they torture you to, I guess, the greatest orgasm you've ever had.
Yes. And it's real weird, and it's real creepy, and it's a real good movie. And Pinhead always just freaked me out. Like, I refused to watch the Hellraiser movies as a kid. I didn't watch the first Hellraiser movie until, I don't know, about... I think it was like 3 years ago now when I finally watched the first Hellraiser movie.
And not that anyone here in the group chat needs to know what he looks like, but I'm going to post the pictures of these monsters as we go along, just so everyone can see it. I know you all know what Pinhead looks like, but in case you need a refresher course, there he is.
I was expecting a joke. I was not expecting you to be serious.
What, you're expecting?
I thought the bit was coming.
I did too. And then I actually saw Pinhead and was like, well, look at that.
This is serious time. All right, we're going to go over to Shelby now, since she's literally right next to him.
It's true.
The clown from Dead Silence.
Is that the movie with the puppet?
Yeah.
The ventriloquist dummy?
Yeah. I think it's like Beware the Stare of Mary Shaw or some crap like that.
Yes.
This thing?
Yes. That thing was... I hated that thing.
Hold on, I got you.
It's all the worst parts of Annabelle and the thing from Saw and Pennywise all together.
Well, we did pick the same picture.
Yeah.
I barely remember anything about that film, I'm going to be honest.
Why am I seeing it twice? I would like to not. That's two times too many.
There you go. So what is his name?
That's much better.
I don't remember what his name is. He was just the puppet that was sitting in the attic.
He's still
like
creepy.
The final horror puppet. Yeah.
Oh, so he never actually did anything? He was literally just sitting there?
Yeah. He was kind of like that jump scare. It was like a scene cut to him right before you actually get to figure out what Mary Shaw is actually doing.
I feel like
if any of these links are to be believed, his name might be Billy. He's at least identified as Billy once, so I'm going with Billy.
Let's go with that. I don't remember his name because he wasn't really a huge part of it.
Sorry, Billy. All right, let's.
But he was the creepiest part.
let's throw it over to let's do Tanner. Tanner, go ahead.
Okay, for my first one, I'm gonna go with Graboids.
Ah.
From the Tremor series.
Which one? The first one or the flying ones? Which one you got?
The flying ones. What was their name? Oh, Ass Blaster. That was the name of the flying ones.
The Ass Blasters, yeah. That's not a joke. That's actually what they were called.
That's actually what they were called. No, I legitimately grabbed
that. That movie got real silly real fast.
It really did.
A movie franchise, I guess I should say.
Oh, yeah, they just put out a new one.
Yeah.
No, it was 2 years ago.
No, they just put out a new one. Yeah.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I was going to say, isn't it on Netflix?
Is Jamie Kennedy in this one?
Nope. He finally left.
That's Burt Ward's son.
Wait, hold on. Oh, please tell me this is a joke. Give me 1 second. You guys talk amongst yourselves for a second.
Okay.
Well, I saw the poster for it, and I'm thinking to myself, is this the person that I think it is? All right, so here's the... God damn it. Can't find a really good copy. All right, here's the cover for it. It's still got Michael Gross in it, which is good. What do you mean the file is too... The file is too powerful. What does that mean?
It's too big.
It clearly has too much power.
How is this?
It's like that thing where people ask for someone to pray for their grandparents to get better, but then they pray for them too much and they get too strong and break out of the hospital. That's what happened to your link.
Okay, here we go. It's got Michael Gross in it. John Heder. Isn't that Napoleon Dynamite?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one, instead of Jamie Kennedy, it's got Napoleon Dynamite. So there you go.
I mean, you definitely traded up. John Heder is a better actor than Napoleon Dynamite, frankly.
What?
He is. He is. Dude, he's a better actor than that film would allow him to be.
Okay. Thank God. Yeah, thank you for clarifying.
I also completely misunderstood what you were saying.
It's fine. That's on us.
I understood what I was saying, and that's... I tried, and therefore no one should criticize me.
I need to find out what the name of the water graboid is now.
It says Water Shriekers right there.
Oh, hang on. Back to you.
All right, while he's decoding that, let's go over to Hunter.
I'm going to pick that thing you just posted.
It's a terrifying little monster.
Pretty creepy. I'm 90% of my list, and by that I mean 100% of my list, is not scary at all. I don't know, man. This kind of hit me at the last minute, and I couldn't think of anything scary, so I'm going to start with the Terror Dogs from Ghostbusters.
Hey, that's perfectly fine. That's perfectly
fine. As movie monsters go, I was always pretty enthralled with the Terror Dogs. Also, it gives Lewis Tully one of his best scenes in the movie, so that's great. Everything about them leads up to that. Even if they don't necessarily, like, look great in 2020, they looked pretty great for a very long time. So.
Okay, who brought the dogs?
Nice pooch. Maybe I got a milk bone or something.
I think they looked fine up until they started running. Like the
scene
it's
the movement. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the actual puppets are great, but it's the where he has to chase him out of the building and they go full claymation, then it just kind of falls apart.
So let's talk about claymation. Like, what's up with it?
Like what's up with it?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, do you remember their names?
I mean, are you talking about the Keymaster and the Gatekeeper also, and the Keymaster? Or are you talking about...
I present to you Adolf Squeakers. I gave him a little mustache.
Vince Clortho and it's not Zool. It's Vince Clortho. What's the other one? Why am I not? I can't.
Yes, yeah. I can never remember the other one. I always remember Vince Clortho, but I never remember the other one.
Yeah, because that's the one that inhabits Louis Tully afterward. I know how to spell it. I can spell Vince Clortho. I got that much going for me. No. Zool is the other one. Yeah, yeah. Because it's Vince Clortho, Zool, and then Gozer is the
Gozerian.
Is the
lead.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It is Zool. The one that says Zool is saying its own name.
Oh, so it's a Pokemon, Lindsay.
Uh-huh.
See, I got ahead of the list.
We tied them together, Lindsay. Speaking of Lindsay, you're next.
I'm totally fine with that. I am also going to completely disappoint Shannon with this list, probably.
Cool.
And my first one is going to be Audrey 2 from Little Shop of Horrors.
No, that's a good
Audrey
choice.
Audrey 2 is great.
Yeah, I don't know. Choice. I don't know why you guys thinking you're disappointing me. These are great picks.
No, I'm going to disappoint Shannon.
There's Yay. Audrey. I actually was just listening to the soundtrack for this 2 days ago.
Big old puppet.
Yeah, my last pick is going to disappoint Shannon for sure.
Interesting little bit of trivia. I did Little Shop of Horrors in college, and I was the understudy for Audrey 2, but I quit almost immediately because that plant suit was hot, and I ain't doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. I think that actually gives us 5 for 5 of you mentioning that on the Halloween shows this year.
All right, let's give a real quick. I want to give a quick shout out to Shannon for bringing the same shit up over and over again. Let's go.
Hey, you totally forgot while we're at it. Let's get a quick shout out going for Christina Applegate.
Yes. Yes. That's very important. I'm glad you brought that up, especially on this last show before Halloween. So Audrey 2, giant plant eats people. Lovely singing voice, though.
It's true.
Jesse, do you know what the actual ending to that story is?
Yes.
I do.
But go ahead and tell Dalton.
Hunter, go ahead
they
and tell
them.
I
want to
say
it
like
Audrey 2 eats everybody and then takes over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, the actual stage show, that's how it ends. And they tried that from the movie and they said it was too depressing. And so then they filmed the film ending. But they were wrong because the stage ending is better.
And that's also
the movie ending also goes. I mean, to be fair, if it was going to ever spin off to a sequel, if it actually had taken off, then obviously they would have. Needed people to do that with. So
right.
Extra trivia, the guy that wrote the musical, Howard Ashman, also did the music for Little Mermaid and Beauty and the Beast.
Oh. And the first version of Little Shop of Horrors, I believe, was directed by Roger Corman.
It was. That is correct.
Look at it. We all have trivia today. Okay.
Yay!
We're going to go over to Shannon now. Thank you. And my first pick... for favorite monster is someone we left off of the battle last year, and I've never forgiven myself for it, so it's time to give the devil his due. And my first pick is Pumpkinhead.
Okay.
That's fair.
One of the greatest
made
movie
Shelby
monsters.
Very upset.
Why was that on our list?
I was about to say she's nodding. I don't know why she's not vocalizing any of this.
I'm,
I want to sound disappointed, damn it.
I'm so sorry, but Pumpkinhead is like, whenever I think of movie monsters, he's always like my go-to guy. I think he is just the coolest look and one of the coolest movie monsters ever designed. The movie is good. It's not great. It does have Lance Henriksen, and that's always a plus, but the monster itself is fantastic. Even though pretty much all he does is kind of pick people up and throw them, he still looks so freaking cool. Did you ever see the sequel?
The one where they remade the face?
What was it called? Blood Wings, I think?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, shit, I forgot. Didn't they do a bunch of, like, sci-fi sequels?
I think they did. I'm pretty sure, because there was a lot of different remakes of that face that I've seen.
They did. So there was Ashes to Ashes, and I think there was one more at least. Blood Feud. That's depressing. Let's move on. Let's go back to Jesse.
What?
It's terrible what they've done to my pumpkin head.
My next one's gonna be It.
What about it?
It.
Jesse, it can't be your last choice. This is only number two. This can't be it. There's got to be more.
No, that's it. That's it.
What's it? What is it?
What is it?
Are you talking about Pennywise?
Yeah, Pennywise the clown.
Okay.
Pennywise the dancing clown.
Let's go to Shelby.
The Melting Man from The Incredible Melting Man.
Jesus Christ, that's a deep cut.
I don't know. Like, I know that one.
I'm looking him up right now.
Jesse wanted to make sure that picture got in there. Oh, I guess we should have really clarified. We kind of glossed over that. It's so you're going with the new Pennywise, not the Tim Curry superior version.
Thank you.
I love the Tim Curry version because, like, I really want to figure out how to incorporate that laugh into, like, everyday life.
Which laugh is creepier,
is definitely the new one.
Jesse, which laugh are you speaking of?
I mean, to be fair, there's this.
I love this.
But then, there it is.
The soundbite for it.
But then, I mean, there's also this. So,
I mean, the bottom one is certainly creepier, but come on. Look at him. Look at him working that noise machine up there. Look how much fun he's having.
What's funny a little noise is maker. Watching both of the gifts at the same time.
Yeah.
They're just two guys having fun.
We got Tim Curry with the noisemaker over the banister. And then in the other picture is the new Pennywise holding the severed arm, waving with his mouth and everything covered in blood. Just smiling and waving.
All right. I think that's going to take us back to Tanner.
Okay. I'm going with... Yep. Hang on a second. I don't know how to pronounce his name, really, because he was always just the wolf from Neverending Story.
Gmork.
Yes.
He's pretty creepy.
Because he gave me
I was
me
terrified of him as a child.
A
ah.
Ugh. He has heterochromia.
He was what?
Does he?
No. Never mind. It just looked like that in the small version of the picture. It looked like one eye is green and one eye is blue.
No, they're both green.
He's still... Well, no, I see what Jesse's saying now. It does look like one's blue and one's green.
It's because of the lighting.
Yeah. No. All right. So, Lindsay, you tell us about this, because Tanner's tooth asserting.
It's basically a giant wolf that serves the nothing, because he's all for people being scared and having no hope, because people that have no hope are easy to control.
Well, damn.
This is a children's film?
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff that's pretty terrifying in those old movies.
Oh, yeah.
I'm honestly surprised I'm not more disturbed than what I am from all the movies I watched as a child in the 80s.
She said of herself.
That's not a call you're allowed to make.
That's not how that works.
All right, let's swing it over to Double H.
Okay, let's see. So, look, there's not a lot of them in the movie, and so to this day I don't understand why they get the love that they do, but I just want to talk about Beetlejuice, so I'm going to go with the sandworms.
Yay!
From Beetlejuice. Oh, crap, I just Shelby's took one from night. Shelby, didn't I?
No, she's actually really happy that it was mentioned
at all,
I
think. Because sandworms are freaking awesome.
Yeah
was, so
that was
going to
be my number one, but I'm okay with that because I just love that anyone else mentions them. I'm so
happy. Well, it's one of those things. I mean, again, legitimately, I've yet to figure out the just – because you don't get much of them. I mean, they're on screen for, what, a minute maximum in the whole movie? But then the cartoon took them and just made them a thing. They were just constantly around.
And you kind of get the little, like, Easter egg in Nightmare Before Christmas because they make the snake basically look like one.
Yeah. And while, I mean, admittedly, I would not say they're my favorite thing about Beetlejuice, it gives me a reason to talk about Beetlejuice, and they were pretty badass. So, I'm going with the sandworms.
So my fantasy football team name is the Netherworld Sandworms, and I have a sandworm as my picture.
Oh, I do like that. That is good. That's good stuff. My fantasy football team, quick fun fact, when I was still at the radio station, was Team Eric Sean, because it was very confusing for Eric Sean. It was literally the whole thing. Also, I had no idea what I was doing, so I was just constantly making weird pay. And he's like, "You're ruining my name." I'm like, "Yes, that's the point."
Well done. That's good. That's good name picking strategy.
All right,
that's what I do,
Lindsay.
My next one is the other mother from Coraline. The creature is actually known as the Beldum. And there is a pretty awesome fan theory out there that that creature is from the same universe as Pennywise.
Wait, what is it about that?
Yep.
The Beldum. The creepy witch thing that eats children's souls.
Delicious.
You heard the connection with The Wrinkle in Time and it and the Beldum?
No, I have not seen that one.
Because the great darkness that eats everything is just referred to as it in capital letters. So they're like, oh, it's it.
Okay. Well, then that could also technically be the nothing, which would also then tie in other stuff.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tanner and I are having a conversation here.
That's okay. But yeah, no, she's just creepy as hell in her actual form. And as the other mother, she's also just creepy as hell.
Yes. That was a creepy movie in general.
Yes.
It was, and I love it.
I saw it in theaters. It was real good.
My next pick is Tanner's pick, so I'm going to let him have it. I'm going to skip up, and I'll come back to it. My next one is the Tar Man.
The Tar Man?
Okay, a little bit of context. Have you ever seen there's a little zombie movie they made as a spoof satire of Night of the Living Dead called Return of the Living Dead, and it has probably my favorite zombie of all time. And I did not know he had a name until just now, because I was like, okay, how do I refer to this guy? And apparently he is called the Tar Man. And who have you guys seen Return of the Living Dead?
Yes.
Then yes, you're gonna
recognize him immediately.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Terrifying.
That is
it
like
reminds
the,
me of my melting man.
Yeah, he's like the best zombie in history. He's most zombie movies, the zombies are always just like people with, you know, cuts on their face or maybe some blood or something or sunken eyes, but I miss the days when zombies were actually like scary and terrifying, and the Tar Man was that. I mean, dude's half melted, he's mostly bones, stuff hanging off of him, his face is all animatronics. I mean, he looks terrifying, and all he says is brains. That thing was awesome. And if you've never seen Return of the Living Dead, it's also awesome. Go watch it. All right, back at the top of the order, Jesse.
Oh, it's me, the Crooked Man from The Conjuring.
Yes, also correct. Also scary. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like I liked the Conjuring 1 a lot more than The Conjuring 2, but the Crooked Man was easily my favorite part of The Conjuring 2.
I'm gonna post a picture of him real quick. Oh Jesus, I forgot he looked like that.
Mm-hmm. I know, right?
You gotta go look him up first. Yeah, there it is.
That's interesting.
Yeah, he was creepy. Unsettling. Yeah. Oh, did you ever see him with his hat up?
Yes.
Because I don't remember this. But
don't post
the
picture, because Shelby hasn't seen the movie.
No, stop! Oh, I think I exit in time.
I thought for sure you were just going to manage to exit yourself out of Discord trying to make it quick. No, he just falls on the grenade.
All right, Shelby, speaking of, your turn.
The Pale Man from Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh, that's a good one.
Son of a bitch.
I'm sorry. No. You took one of mine.
That's true. You guys traded.
No, that was my next pick, and Tanner messaged me because that was going to be his next pick, and then instead Shelby took it from both of us. That's great.
Oh pirate.
I got a different effort.
So there it weird.
Is. Have you never and seen Pan's Labyrinth, though. Lindsay?
No.
It's really good.
Shannon watched it without me, and then he said I probably wouldn't like it, so I've just never watched it.
It's got subtitles, and there's this one scene with a bottle that I don't think you'd like at all.
Shannon watched most of it. He didn't watch the whole thing.
Because it's got subtitles, and Shannon doesn't like to read his movies.
I mean, subtitles don't bother me in the least, because if something really bad is going on, I can focus on the words rather than the images.
Subtitles don't scare me at all. It's just... it's not what I thought it was going to be. It was way less horror than I expected. It was definitely more dark fantasy.
I'm actually with you on that one. Like, I expected it to be a lot creepier than it was.
Yeah. But it was still, like, what I saw, it was a fine film. It's really good, but it's more of a drama with, like, fantasy elements and The Pale Man is clearly the scariest thing about it, although Pan himself was pretty creepy looking. That was the deer person, right?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, thank God. My God, I thought you guys were gone. I thought... Jesus
Christ. Well, we were Christ. Just letting you stew. I was waiting on somebody else to... Shelby to answer because it was her movie.
We needed to make something scary here, so we were letting you stew.
Yeah, I was getting plenty scared. Well...
None of us were ever really here, Shannon. This whole show has been happening in your mind.
I've been having...
The whole time.
I've been hallucinating for 5 years now.
Go back and re-listen.
Wait, does that mean my dad's still alive?
Shannon talking to himself.
Yeah, I don't want to do this bit. I'm backing out of that part of the bit. That just feels our shenanigans were cheeky and fun, and then you made them cruel and tragic.
Well, Tanner's not here to give his next pick. Or Tanner, are you back yet?
That's a no.
So I'll tell you what his backup one was. It was the.
I am here now.
Oh, sweet Jesus. I am here now.
Tanner, I got bad news. Shelby took the Pale Man from both of us.
That's fine.
So, you go ahead and give us your backup one.
My backup one is the aquatic alien from The Faculty.
And also send us that picture.
The one from he's in the pool?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
The Faculty
is...
Faculty is just a yes. Great movie.
Oh, that's a cool really monster. Is.
I often forget about that film.
Like, so many people do, same. And there's so many good things about it. One of which is Jon Stewart.
And
I love Jon Stewart.
Elijah Wood. Usher Raymond.
Apparently Jon Stewart's got another show.
Yeah, he does. And it's just The Daily Show. Only he's doing it for HBO, I think.
It's HBO or one of the premium cable channels.
Yes.
Okay, so that's the movie, the aquatic monster. There's nothing else to say about it. Was that the main monster? I forget.
Effectively, yes. Yeah, because there were a whole bunch of like little variations, but that was the main, like, final one, I think.
Okay. Hunter?
Is it me? Alright, so things are getting stolen left and right, and if I don't get the thing out there, somebody's going to take it from me. So I'm doing it now.
My list because in the pre-show you were talking about it.
You know,
yeah.
I knew somebody was, so I didn't even put it on my list.
You know what's funny is I didn't have it on my list, and as I got to looking at my list, I'm like, I could probably drop one or two of these for the thing, mainly because that's just a variation. Like, the one that I just posted is just one of them. All of them are horrifying. The dog one, the one at the end, the little spider head one, every one of them is bad. They're all bad. In
but
the best
awesome.
Way. Yes.
Yeah, I don't understand how the thing could still be, like... As far as monster goes, I still think it is the best design and best just practical effects for a monster. How can it still be the top after 30 years at this point, 30 plus years? It's still the best.
That's because
it's still such
anymore.
A good movie, too. Like, it holds up so well.
Well, like, take a movie like The Void, which we just watched on Sunday. It had some pretty good monsters in it, but even those monsters paled in comparison to The Thing. And I'm sure that movie had a bigger budget than The Thing had for the time.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't know. It was a John Carpenter film from the 80s, and it was a horror film. You know, sometimes they didn't get the biggest budget. But point is, The Thing is awesome. It is still, like, the best freaking sci-fi horror film of all time.
Production
anyway.
Budget for The Thing, the 1982 version of The Thing we're talking about, was $10 million.
Almost
That's
certainly
probably
more than The Void.
More than The Void, yeah. Because that was as indie as it gets. Lindsay, what do you got?
Next... I am going to go cutesy monster,
woof,
sort of,
woof,
with Ickis from R.O. Monsters.
Oh,
good.
Little
Ickis. Bunny rabbit monster.
But why is it not Crumb who holds his own eyes? Oh, because we already did the guy from Pan's Labyrinth. Okay.
Because Ickis was always my favorite.
You know, Lindsay, this reminds me of that time that...
that I nudged Care Bears for superheroes.
You, me, and Mandy were talking about superheroes.
Ickis is a monster, damn it.
He sure is, Meg.
The name of the show is Ah Real Monsters.
Jesse,
and he's voiced by Billy West.
Jesse, don't get involved.
You were mad I didn't get involved in the superhero one.
Yes, I was. But you're taking her side. Since I can't do the Pale Man, my next pick is going to be the Demons from the Gate.
Oh, the little guys? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Look at those eyeballs. Ah.
They were unsettling for me as a child, as a wee one, and into my my teenage years. Those things creeped the hell out of me. And once again, Hunter, you know why they were so creepy?
Claymation.
Claymation.
What's up with it? What's up with it?
Claymation was always scary.
Is it claymation? They look like puppets.
No, they were straight up. And it was some of the best claymation I've ever seen. Like, the way they moved was incredibly fluid. It was really good. Very, very good.
They did that high frame rate stop motion.
And that's going to take us back to Jesse.
It's my turn? Okay. My next is going to be the Weeping Angels from Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah. I'm not even a Doctor Who guy, and yeah.
That's
that
one of the few things I actually know about Doctor Who.
You can watch independent of the series entirely. You do not need to know a single thing about Doctor Who to enjoy the Weeping Angels episode.
Right.
And it is spectacular. Basically, the idea is they're kind of like, you know, the ghosts from Mario. They can only move. Well, I guess the ghosts also move. Either way, they can only move when you're not looking at them.
Yeah. And they're creepy looking.
They're so creepy.
Billy, I think it was Billy, showed me them, because I'm not a Doctor Who fan at all, but those things are, like, pretty terrifying.
Yeah, and that episode is just... Ooh. Also, special shout-out to another monster from Doctor Who, The Silence. I was kind of thinking about both of those.
Oh, that's those aliens that with the mouths and the...
Yes, and yeah. You forget about them as soon as you look away from them. So, like, in that episode, like, to keep track of how many times they had seen him, they would make marks on their arms. So, like, there were parts, you know, where they wouldn't show them seeing the aliens. They would look down, and there's just more and more marks on their arms. And at one point, like, their arms are just covered in them, and they're freaking out. It's bad. But, yeah, the Weeping Angels, though. I love that episode. I love that monster. Again, if you guys aren't fans of Doctor Who, it doesn't matter. Just watch that episode. It's completely independent of everything, and it's great.
All right, Shelby.
This one, because you reminded me of it with that claymation comment, it was from The Adventures of Mark Twain, the episode The Mysterious...
Yes!
Yes!
Yeah. It's the angel named Satan.
Oh, my God. It's you know what, Shelby? I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I'm glad you came into my life, because you and I have such similar tastes in these things. That thing was creepy. I think Lindsay's the one that showed it to me originally.
Yeah. Yeah, and, no, it's terrifying.
Oh my God,
it's terrifying and mesmerizing at the same time.
Right, like, I freaking love it, but at the same time, like, I almost need someone in the room with me when I'm watching it.
Yeah, and every time I've shown that to somebody, they always, just that, they give me that same look of, like, what the hell did you just show me? That was a kid's show? And I'm like, kind of.
Because I want to say we talked about that last year during the Thursday series.
We totally did.
Because that
whole thing is creepy.
Oh, all right. Let's just move on from it, because I don't want to talk about it anymore. Tanner.
Blanket statement, but Deadites?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I don't think we have to describe that one as Deadites from the Evil Dead series.
If I had to pick one, though, the one that creeped me out the most as a kid was the one that got the really long neck.
Ah, yeah.
Because I remember I was in my room and my dad was watching stuff, and I walked out and he was watching Evil Dead 2. I had no idea what it was, but it was that scene, and I remember just being super scared of that. And Hunter, why was it so scary?
Claymation.
Every
time.
Every time. Every time. The 80s were just built on it. Speaking of Hunter, what do you got?
Hey, I'm going to do a TV pick because I haven't done one of those in a while, if at all. Shannon, you might be a little disappointed because I think it's probably the best option for the X-Files, and you know I'm talking about the Fluke Man.
Yeah.
So gross. Mm-hmm. But one of those great, great Monster of the Week episodes that came really early in the series. I think that's like season one, isn't it? Season one or two. I started to say it's really early.
I honestly can't remember another monster from the X-Files as much as I remember that one.
Yeah,
like,
this is the iconic X-Files monster. I mean, obviously aliens, yes, but if you're thinking of that just kind of Monster of the Week episode, it's this.
Yes.
So gross. And he gets away. He's still
he
out
does.
There.
Yep. Just like, disgusting. All right, Lindsay, come on. Get away from it.
Okay. Another obvious one for me.
My Little Pony.
The Skeksis.
Your Little Pony.
From the Dark Crystal.
No, it's got to be your pony.
It's my pony.
Yeah, the Skeksis fucking suck.
Yeah.
I love the Skeksis.
No, I hate them.
They're so creepy and terrible and awful, and I love them.
From their look to the one that goes, mmm. I just.
I'm sorry, can you do that again for us? Why is it?
Say
why is
at the
it,
end of it?
Knock off Marge Simpson. Like, why?
Jim Henson.
Technically, the Skeksis were around before Marge Simpson, so.
Oh, hate those fucking meth. They're meth birds, is what they are.
Meth birds.
You're not wrong.
Let's just get to my next pick. It's the Xenomorphs from Alien. Yep. Because come on.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Come on. There's
if he doesn't get you with the big mouth, he'll get you with the little mouth.
And then he's got that tail, too.
Oh, no, y'all go back in there now. Zoop.
This scene in particular from Aliens always mess with me.
Yeah.
As
great as that first film is, and again, we've talked about it ad nauseum, it is the first movie is a haunted house movie in space. That second movie is far more of an action movie, but it does have the better overall visuals. I mean, yeah, it has the added advantage of a couple years, a significantly increased budget, but yeah.
The design itself just scares the hell out of me. I mean, it's like a giant bug thing, and the fact that it's got a hive mind and that there's a queen and all that, and the way that they, you know, reproduce. No, I'm done. I'm good. All right, so we got two more picks left. Let's just name them both real quick.
Two more.
I do want to get to the Pokemon
one
more.
We just have one. Yeah,
we just have one.
I'm sorry, do we have one?
We have one, yes.
Jan, I think we only have one left, buddy.
What the hell was my third pick? Pumpkinhead, Xenomorph, Tarman. What was my other one?
The gate.
The
gate thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's just hurry through them anyway, so that way we can get to Pokemon, because I really want to do Pokemon, too. All right,
oh,
Jessica.
All right, my last one is the one that's going to upset Shannon. It's Teamy the Team Monster.
What?
What is that?
What the hell is that?
He left. He's out. He's gone. What
Shit
is that?
Shit is out. Okay, so...
Is he a reject Muppet?
No, the short version of the story, the Washington Redskins finally changed that racist-ass name, but they couldn't figure out a new name in time, so they're just currently the Washington Football Team.
Oh, goody.
So there's this weekly show that I watch that gets posted to YouTube, and they made fun of it by creating their mascot for him, and he's Teamy the Team Monster. And if you look, he's made of players.
Yeah,
I
like that his eyeballs are like skulls.
And he also eats players.
I like
well,
that
how
his...
else is he going to be made of them? You are what you eat.
Fumbled. Teamy, come here.
I like that his individual legs are just two legs from a player. All right, Shelby.
Oh, I just now realized that his arms are also players in their bodies.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fuck.
Shelby, I love Teamy.
I'm just gonna say Beetlejuice because he was amazing.
He's a movie monster.
Yeah. He
that's fair.
Plus,
and I also
he
feel
is
bad
the ghost
about
with
taking
the most.
That.
You're fine.
He's got a lot of credentials.
Well, yeah, he attended Juilliard. He's a graduate of the Harvard Business School. He had lived through the Black Plague and had a pretty good time doing that.
Right. Honestly, though, if I hadn't picked him, I probably would have picked Juno, because what's more terrifying than the woman who can literally just, like, keep him in a room forever?
Oh man, I thought for sure you were talking about that movie. Ellen Page. I was like a pregnant teenager. That's your choice. That's a bold choice.
Teen
but,
pregnancy is terrifying.
I'm curious. So Juno was
also thinking that.
I thought the same thing.
Juno's the smoker woman who sits behind the desk and basically admits everyone into the waiting room, and she will not let you out until your number is called.
As soon as you realized you were talking about Beetlejuice, I was like, yes, no, I know exactly where this is. But I still can't. It's just Ellen Page. That's all I got in my head. That's if they remake the movie or if they make a sequel, she has to play that role or else it won't work for me.
And it has to be the undead version of that character.
Yeah, exactly.
Ellen Page
as
Juno, as Juno.
Make it super dark like she died during childbirth.
Oh. Well,
Tanner, go.
Jesse, who do you think's handing out the numbers in the waiting room?
Okay, my last pick is Trantor the Troll.
I don't even care what it is. Thank God. Oh, okay. From Ernest Scared Stupid, the double nose always bothered me.
Yes.
Now, of course, the best way to fight a troll like that is using a good old-fashioned bottle of Miak.
Miak.
Yeah.
Miak.
Miak. Lindsay, go quickly.
My last one is the only Sailor Moon monster of the day that actually creeped me out at one point in time.
Completely skipped Hunter. We'll get to Hunter in just 1 second.
It's
I'm
fine.
So sorry.
Okay. It's fine.
It's Morga.
Oh, yeah. Because she looks like a damn zombie.
Uh-huh.
Boy, she is creepy.
Yeah. The show started with this quality.
Very first episode, very first monster of the day.
But the quality dipped very quickly.
Yeah, then you start getting the tennis ball monsters.
one of my personal favorites was this one, the vacuum cleaner demon.
Yes. That was season 3. They were all bad that season.
It sucks as it cuts. Well, it certainly does suck.
Lindsay, I wasn't aware of this one. Please tell me what this one is.
What? Oh, that's from the when they're looking for Pegasus. It's the mock Pegasus.
They found him.
I forget what the actual right like monster is.
Lindsay, what about this one, which is a tennis shoe?
That was from season 3.
I need to stop.
It's Hunter's turn. Hunter, what's your next pick, buddy?
But what about Sailor Guts?
Oh, Sailor Guts. Hold on. I'll find
Isn't
it.
Isn't that just... I thought that was a Mega Man villain. Don't you get the like a punch from good. Him or something? All right, so it's my turn now.
Yes, Sailor Guts.
That sure is a picture.
By the way, this is Sailor Moon's reaction to all these
villains. It's a
Ginyu
Force reject looking motherfucker right there.
Ace Dynasty.
All of this looks like... That got me.
God.
That got me a little
That's
bit. That got me. All right, so... Legitimately, my last pick was going to be because I picked The Thing. I was also going to pick Thing from the Addams Family because I do just love Thing. But he's not really a monster short of just being a disembodied hand. I don't think they ever explain exactly how he got to be that way. He's almost too human. So if I'm going to pick something fairly human, then I'm going back to Ghostbusters. I'm going back to the cartoon, The People Busters. It's going to be my last choice.
I forgot about them.
People Busters is good stuff. Alternate universe where the ghosts bust you now. That's basically Soviet Russia for the real Ghostbusters.
Right.
Where ghosts bust you.
That's
honestly, when you said the real Ghostbusters, that's not where I was expecting you to go.
You thought it was going to be Sam Hain or
the
Boogeyman. And it's just played out, man. You got to be new. You got to try some new things.
Well, my last pick is the Boogeyman from the real Ghostbusters. No, it's not. I just thought that would be funny. But he would definitely be one of my picks if I didn't already have the King of Monsters as my favorite monster of all time. This should really come as no surprise. It's Godzilla.
I actually thought about making that my number one for the bit.
Oh, that would hurt
so bad. I
don't think
he would have come back. I think he would have left and legitimately just stayed.
But
this is how the rift began.
but it's one particular Godzilla that I think visually, like in terms of horror, stands out above all others.
Shin
Godzilla. This is not a bit. This is the scariest version of Godzilla, I think.
He's
you're
so
not wrong.
Looking though.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's if I'm gonna be scared of Godzilla, it's gonna be that one.
He's got because not only is he gigantic still, but he has that one tiny eye that's fucking creepy. He's got
a beady little eye,
super sharp teeth. His body looks like it's all veiny and like zombie-like. Like
it
that
like
Shin Godzilla was legitimately scary to me.
He looks all molten and shit.
Yeah. So Shin that to just ignore the fact that he has three forms in the movie as he grows, and this is his second form.
Oh! Oh my god, the eyes!
Why?
I'm losing it on the eyes!
It looks like literally the
you
only
gotta
thing
snort
that
out of Shelby
is he,
over it.
The only thing that changed, it looks like he dropped acid. Like, that's that's the only change.
I need to show you this gif real quick of that second form running down the street. Well, I say running. He doesn't have arms, so he kind of shuffles.
No!
No!
He's the
That's actually what I look like when I roll into work every day, basically.
That's, he's the embodiment of this meme right here.
Oh. But don't worry.
Jesse, be strong for mother.
I was going to say, where's the Clarence image now?
Do you love me, brother?
Don't worry. Once he grows up, he's terrified. That's all right. So I know we're at our hour limit, but we did have a second list, and I do want to do it.
I have a suggestion for this, because I'm going to guess that most everybody has picked more than five because they got to back up and everything.
I didn't.
Since it's, you'll figure it out. Since it's Pokemon, why don't we just, instead of doing one by one, we just quick name our ghost or dark type Pokemon team. So six of them.
Okay, I do have six.
I have seven.
Does that work, Lindsay?
Yeah, I got to do some rearranging because I did my like five based on games and then five based on plushies for backup.
I mean,
so I just got to pull
Jesus.
Somebody.
Lindsay, you'll go last. You'll go last.
They can overlap. I mean, we're gonna have that.
Yeah.
There's only so
That's
many
fine.
Of these guys.
All right, so let's start off as we always do with Shelby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, think about it.
All right, so my six are Duskull because I think he's adorable and I love him.
He is.
Yamask because he's creepy as crap. Gengar because, duh. What was that, three?
Yep.
Yes.
Oracorio, just because he's really neat looking, the little bird guy.
Yeah, I love the ghost type form of it.
Yeah. Gorgeist, and where was that last one? Sableye.
Huh, so you didn't have Poltegeist on there?
No, I didn't. Or Chandelure.
Shelby, have you ever heard of the Kentucky Goblins?
No.
That is what they base Sableye on. It's
really?
A story about it's about a family, and I'm pretty sure it's Kentucky, who were attacked one night by these little creatures, and they ended up barricading themselves in their like farmhouse or whatever, and shooting at these things. And in the morning, when they finally left, the family just grabbed a couple things, left, told the police what happened, and they never went back. They left their entire house as it was. Police got there, and there were like claw marks everywhere. There were bullet holes in all the walls, and no one knows what happened. But the description that they gave and what's become known as the Kentucky Goblins is what they based the Sableye design on.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I always liked that story. Anyway, Jesse, what do you got?
Oh! All right. Houndoom, Pumpkaboo, Mimikyu, Ghastly, Sneasel, and Umbreon.
You guys make this really hard for me to write them down to do a drawing of later. Mm-hmm. You know that.
Oh, my bad. You want me to repeat?
No, it's fine, because I was originally going to... I originally planned on us doing our circles through, so...
Shelby, that's...
Don't worry about
I'm keeping my list written down, Lindsay. I can send it to you later.
Yep.
I would appreciate that.
I can do... It's something I can do.
Man, Lindsay,
I'm
gonna
send you
I got mine right here.
Did you
I'm gonna send you my list right now. All right, let's swing it over to Tanner. Let's get you.
Okay, sorry, I was taking a drink of water. Let me see. I'm gonna go with Grimmsnarl. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
We got you.
Yeah, we were just upset that you picked Grimmsnarl.
Exactly.
Why?
Because he's weird. Because
he looks like that.
Hey, I nicknamed mine Norman Osborn.
I can see it.
Galarian.
Do you know how
Moltres.
Much he sacrificed?
Oh, the new Moltres is awesome looking.
Yeah. Galarian Yamask. Mimikyu. Delmise. And. God, I can never pronounce this. It's Yamask's evolved form.
Cofagaris, yes. Or Gargaris or something, yeah.
Yes.
Grimstar reminds me of something. I don't know what. All right.
They killed that little kid when he climbed into his cage.
I'll go ahead and go next, and then we'll do Hunter and Lindsay. My six, and I think for the third time on this list, number one is Yamask, because Yamask is just awesome and so creepy. Haunter, because it's the superior ghost Pokemon. Everyone knows it.
I just like Gengar because that card is awesome.
It is, but Haunter, you know what I mean? Doblade.
Doblade.
Okay. Dragapult.
I knew you were going to put that one on there.
I love him. He's cool. Sharpedo.
I just like him because he shoots other ones of him out of his head.
Yeah, I do. He shoots little ones. Sharpedo, because, I mean, it's Sharpedo. I don't even, I've never used him, and I've never liked him, but let me just show you guys a picture of him real quick.
Yeah,
we
no,
know what a Sharpedo is.
I want to show it to you anyway. Look at him.
Because it's Sharpedo.
Who just left?
Did I offend Jesse?
Jesse's out.
With Sharpedo, apparently?
He's done. He's gone.
Well, he's not going to hear my last one, which is the Alolan Meowth.
Yay.
Because he's sassy as hell.
He's the furry
one.
Yes,
he is. He is fuzzy.
I don't think Jesse's coming back.
Maybe he had technical issues.
I'm trying to figure out what happened. It looks like he's on his mobile right now.
It looks like he had technical difficulties.
Yeah.
I hope his audio crashed. That would be great.
I'm gonna tag him.
You okay over there?
Lindsay dead.
That was sassy.
Lindsay
yeah.
died.
Yeah.
Lindsay's
no,
my
I'm
favorite
dying.
Ghost.
Sorry.
Double
you
H.
Know, you know why? You know why everything is going to crap right now? It's this guy.
Coughing
it's this guy right here.
Type.
Oh shit! Adolf Squeakers.
He popped in. Okay. I guess yeah. Oh. We need to keep moving because we're at an hour
yes.
six. So I'm gonna keep on going. Oh no! They lost internet.
Go for it.
Yes.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
I don't want that picture. Okay. So I'm gonna wrap this thing up here or get close to wrapping it up. Gengar.
Yes.
Gorgeist. Crawdaunt.
Ooh, good one.
Tyranitar.
See, I'm surprised Shannon didn't have that one.
I am too.
Yeah, I already had Godzilla.
Pangoro and Mightyena.
Ooh.
That's my choices. That's what I'm doing.
Yay.
I'm going to write them down so that they're here. Well, at this point, Lindsay, do you want them in the Discord or do you want me to just send them to you?
Just send them to me,
yeah,
please. Because
the Discord is
getting full. I have a side project I want to do.
Yes.
So.
And finally, okay. We have the queen of Pokemon, Lindsay Wolfgang.
So my team would be Doublade as well, because I loved my Doublade. I also have Sharpedo, because Sharpedo is amazing and was a staple on my Emerald team, if I remember right. My little buddy, Scraggy.
Mm.
Pumpkaboo.
Mm-hmm.
Absol.
Mm-hmm. I can see it.
And Weavile.
Trying to remember what Weavile looks like.
Weavile's the one I play in Pokken.
Oh, okay. The little, like, weasel-looking dude.
With the little dude. Claws. Uh-huh.
Got the little neck frill. Oh, I got choked. Well, the little neck frill. What is the show cursed tonight? What is happening right now? Lindsay's choking. I'm choking.
I thought I looked up Weavile, and instead I got this.
You got a Weevil. That's a bowl Weevil.
It's W-E-A-V-I-L-E, I think. Not Weevil. Hey,
yes,
there
that.
He is. There
that,
he is.
That
guy.
There.
There you go.
All right. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. It's a shame Jesse and Shelby couldn't be here for the end, but, you know, it is what it is. Hey.
Well, what, do you know? What do you know?
Hopefully he kept recording through the whole thing. Right, Jesse?
So that it'll be talking over all of us.
Ah, oh, fun. All right. Well, that's the end of the show. So, thanks for coming back. for all of us here, in case we don't see you tomorrow with horse time or ghost horse time, we hope that you have a safe and happy Halloween. We may or may not be streaming something on Saturday for Halloween. We haven't decided yet. We may do something cool, or we might just enjoy each other's company and not worry about it. You never know with us. But, Hunter, they can always keep up with us where?
It's at r/Podzilla1985.
go ahead and show us your avatars on there.
Or don't. It's fine.
What? What did Jesse say? Oh. It is. All right. Until then, have a good Halloween. We'll be safe. You be safe. For myself and Tanner, the man himself, for Lindsay, for Jesse, for Shelby, for Hunter, for Dalton, Asa, Science Bitch himself, Ethan, Steven, CJ,
Christina Applegate.
Christina Aguilera.
Oh. No.
Christina Applegate. Yes. For all of
I'm
us.
I'm pretty sure that's a My Little Pony.
You guys, have a good night. Have a good Halloween. Hunter, take us out.
Later.